Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Appalachian practice of aligning your life with the natural cycles of nature. Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs, it's Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my new music picks for April 2025. My first pick is the fifth album from Dayton, Ohio singer-songwriter Bill Fox. His album Resonance dropped on April 15th on the 11th Hour label. Fox first made an appearance in a band called The Mice in the 80s, or power pop band, and said to have been an influence on Guided by Voices. Then in the 90s, he released two terrific solo albums, Shelter from the Smoke and Transit Byzantium. Then he put out two more records in the 2010s and then crickets until now we have his fifth album, Resonance. The sound is reminiscent of early Dylan. Many of the songs are just Bill on vocals, acoustic guitar, and harmonica. But I think he has more of a Beatles melodic sensibility. And you also hear elements of Woody Guthrie, Big Star, the Everly Brothers, and it all adds up to Bill Fox. So if you could please play the first song, Terminal Way. My song this month is by the band Blue Cactus, and it's called This Kind of Rain. It comes from their third album, Believer, which was released on the Sleepy Cat label. The band consists of vocalist Steph Stewart and multi-instrumentalist Mario Arnez. What stood out for me was the purity and distinctiveness of the vocals, and I think the music is just a really good mix of country, folk, and rock. It's even got some pedal steel, which always makes me smile. And when you're all is said and done, you've got a nice, satisfying slice of Americana. Here is This Kind of Rain by Blue Cactus.
Everyone says when it rains, it pours. I kind of rain before. Soak me to the bone. All the answers I think at the time, they're running round in circles on an uphill climb. Sunshine in a memory, close my eyes. And I don't know if I'm getting better, if I'm getting worse.
That's it for me this month. As always, I look forward to hearing everybody's picks. In the meantime, keep listening to Suburbs Pod Radio and make your hotel reservations for Suburbs Fest in Grand Rapids. I'll catch you next time.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling, not from my usual location of outside of Baltimore, Maryland, but from Salt Lake City, Utah, where I'm attending the Kilby Block Music Festival. Calling in with my best album and song for April. My album for April comes from Colin Miller and is called Losing. It's his second full-length album. He's a member of the band Wednesday and plays with MJ Letterman, and he's done some producing of artists such as Indigo D'Souza. This is a tough listen. It's based on his experience of living on a property called Haw Creek, just outside of Asheville, North Carolina. It was run by a guy named Gary King, who was kind of a father figure to Mr. Miller and other people who lived on the property, including members of Wednesday. Unfortunately, Gary King got sick and passed away, and the property was sold, and Mr. Miller and others had to move. Among some of the tougher topics addressed on the album was Colin Miller talking about buying lottery tickets to win the lottery and buy the property, but of course that did not come to pass. I suggest playing the song Birdhouse. My song of the month comes from a favorite of Jim and Patrick's, and that is S.J. Goodman, who's announced an album that's coming out in June called Planting by the Signs. The song is called Satellite. The album talks about the Appalachian practice of aligning your life with the natural cycles of nature. And there's a pretty good Substack column that S.J. Goodman wrote talking about this song, Satellite. I hope everyone's having a great spring so far, and I look forward to hearing what everyone else has picked. Take care.
See, even got some pedal steel, which always makes me smile.